When I was 7 years old, something was said in Sunday school that stuck with me. It was that every person was a grain of sand on a very long beach. I don't remember the context or the lesson, but I remember the feeling. It was unlike anything I'd ever felt. Part of it was fear that I was almost, if not completely, invisible, insignificant, just a grain of sand. My mother said that that idea comforted her because it meant nothing she did could be so terribly bad. That may have been the very first time I realized that people can hear the same thing and have completely different reactions. But there was something else in this feeling, something deeper, something I couldn't tell my mother because I could not find the words, something that made me tremble. The notion of being so tiny and yet part of something so large struck me as overwhelming, beautiful, mysterious. I think now that that trembling wonder, that deeply complex, visceral feeling is awe. Maybe it's what William Blake was feeling when he wrote, "To see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wildflower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour." We fall in love. We are overwhelmed with sadness. We are filled with joy, weighed down with grief. But awe is different. It always strikes. Unexpected, sudden, from without to within. Is awe rare? Or do we make it rare by not being open to it, failing to recognize it, or running away from it? I can think of at least one other instance in my life when I was struck with awe. It was the first time I saw my son. The wonder of this new life, of me and separate from me, a fear of his fragility and the mystery of who he was. I trembled.